If a person was riding on a donkey, Yerid, so in order to say Shema or to daven, here we're talking about davening specifically, he should get off the donkey. Many Yochel Yerid, if he can't take it off the donkey, Yachzer is part of, he should turn in the other direction. In other words, which direction? We'll see in the Gemara, we're talking about the direction of Yerushalayim. Many Yochel Yachzer is part of, if he can't turn the direction of Yerushalayim, Yicham in his libo, he should intend in his heart that his tefillah should correspond, connected base Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Holy of Holies in the base HaMikdash. Hayoshi besvino ba'asto, if he was sitting in a boat or in a raft, and then also he can't turn around to face the proper direction, Yicham in his libo, connected base Kodesh HaKadoshim, and also intend in his heart to face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tani, we learned. If he was sitting and riding on a donkey, if he has somebody to hold on to his donkey, he goes down and davens below. And if not, he davens where he is, on the donkey itself. You know what? Regardless, it's better for him to daven on the donkey. This way his heart is calm and he feels good about it. If he goes down, he's afraid whose nose is going to make off with his donkey, so therefore he'd rather sit there, and it's better for him to sit there and daven in a spot. Rabbi Yudah ben Pazi, b'shem Rabbi Shuban Levi, said, halacha Rebbe, that he sits there and he davens there. Am Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yaakov Acha said, Tani Tamon, it's a very very ambiguous price we're about to learn. I'm going to learn it first my way, and then I'll learn it, then I'll give you a different option. Tani Tamon, they learn over there. Now, over there means in Bavel. L'cho aruchos ein machzirin, you don't turn to any other direction, chutz miruach mizrachis, except for the east. Why to the east in Bavel? Because Bavel is west of Eretz Yisrael. So in Bavel, you dive into the east towards... let me not give you my pshat because I realized I was just wrong. Rather, I'll give you the pshat which the Achronim, which the Mashbiach gives. Rebbe says, we dive into the east, right? We dive into the east here, right? Now, it's so they would dive into the west. That's what got me confused. Scratch that. Let me give you the pshat which he says. Tani Tamon, l'chol rachzul ruchos ein machzirin. If a person's facing any direction, except, we don't make him turn around. Chutz miruach mizrachis, except if he's facing to the east. In other words, there's a case where there was a person who was blind, Rav Sheshes, I believe it was, who said that to a shaman, should always point him towards Yerushalayim. So he knows which direction, that is, the davening show is being to Yerushalayim. But here I'm saying, it's nice to be towards Yerushalayim, but if you're facing any other direction, we don't require you to turn around. Chutz, unless miruach mizrachis, you're facing east. To face east is bad. Why is facing east bad? Because if you're in Bavel and facing east, so you're facing away from Yerushalayim, and that fulfills a particular pasuk, which is considered to be a very derogatory pasuk. Am Rabbi Yisrael bar Avun, Rabbi Yisrael bar Avun b'tchila, we had this many years previously, Achoreim el pnei Eichal Hashem, they used to stand with their backs to the sanctuary, Upneim Kedmon, faced to the east, Vayimer Mishtachmim Kedmon Hashemesh, and they were bowing down east towards the sun. So this is the early of the Avodah Zarah, already in time, the first Beis HaMikdash would bow down towards the east, away from the Beis HaMikdash, and bow down towards the sun. So therefore, if you're in Bavel, you don't face east, because that's facing away from the Beis HaMikdash, and that way you have your backside towards the Beis HaMikdash, which is harks back to these early of the Avodah Zarah. Of course, we who are in Chutz Laaretz to the west of Eretz Yisrael, so we dafka do face east, in order to face towards Eretz Yisrael.
But the Kodesh HaKadoshim was to the west part, western.
That's true.
So,
in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash was in the west, so in the Beis HaMikdash itself they would face west. Right, right, true. Okay, says the Gemara, Tani, we learned, Suma, again, a blind person. Mishani yochel chavisu, some of you can't tell directions. Harel mispali and klapi malon. They dive in toward, they face up a little bit. They face toward Shemayim. Shemar says, vispalu el Hashem. You should dive in towards Hashem, which means upwards. Holnim vispalim b'chutzorot. People are standing down in chutzorot. Hofchim es penem klapi Eretz Yisroel. They turn around, they face towards Eretz Yisroel. Umatam, why? What's the reason for this? Vispalu elecha derech atzom asher nesato lavosom. They should dive into you through their land, which you gave to their forefathers. Ha'onim mispalim b'Eretz Yisroel. If you're standing and diving in Eretz Yisroel, hofchim es pnei klapi Yerushalayim. You turn towards Yerushalayim. Matam. What's the logic for that? What's the pasuk which teaches us this halacha? Vispalu elecha. They should dive into you derech ha'ir via the city asher bocharto ba, which you have chosen. Ha'onim mispalim b'Yerushalayim. Those who are standing and diving in Yerushalayim itself. Hochim Panaim Klapi Arbais, they turn towards the Temple Mount. Shnemar that says Vabais Asher Banisi Lashimcha. Shlomel says, this is the house which I bought for your built for your sake. Hon Yispalim Barbais, those who are standing down in the Temple Mount, Hochim Panaim Klapi Kodir Base Kochi Akochim, they face themselves towards the Holy of Holies. Umatam, what's the puzzle which tells us this? Vispalu el amakom hazeh, they should dive into towards this place. Vata tishma, and you will listen. El mechon shiftecha, to the place which is the bread, your place which is prepared for your sitting. Elat, which it means kodesh kodashim, elah shamayim, and then from there it will go to the heavens. Vishamata, and you will hear. Vishalachta, and you will forgive. Nimtzu, therefore, comes out. Ha'om di mitzafon, people who stand north of Yerushalayim, b'nei l'darm, they face towards the south. Ha'om di darm, people standing south of Yerushalayim, b'nei l'tzafon, they face towards the north. Ha'om di mitzafon, those who stand in the east, b'nei l'marav, they face the west. L'marav, excuse me, those who face the west, Pnei Mizrach, those who stand in the west, Pnei Mizrach, they face the east. Nimtzu Kol Yisrael, so it comes out of all of Am Yisrael. Mispalim and Mokom Mecha, they'll dive in towards one place, towards the Beis Hamikdash and towards the Kodesh Kodashim. Hodo Dichsiv is that which it, that's that which it says. Ki Beisi, Beis Vilayik Arei, my house will be called the house of prayer, the Chol Amim for all nations. All Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, who I called that which was the part of the Beis Hamikdash called the sanctuary, lifnaiv lifnim is that which is lifnaiv lifnim, that which is the Holy of Holies within and within that heichal. And how do we learn that that's called the heichal? Shekol ponim lo. Heichal is kind of an abbreviation. Everybody turns towards there. Kedon, ad Kedon, until now we've discussed Bibinyono, when the Kodesh Kodashim is built. Even when the Kodesh Kodashim is destroyed, now we face towards Kodesh Kodashim, we daven. Rabbi Avun, so Rabbi Avun said, Banui l'talpios. The Beis Hamikdash was built to be a talpios. What is a talpios? Right, neighbor, besides the neighbor Shlaim. Tel shekopios. But Shekopios Mispalim Olav, it's the hill towards which all mouths daven. Okay, says the Gemara. Since that the case, since the Beis Hamikdash is so critical, so we mentioned it in several places. Bivracha, we in Birkas Hamazon we mentioned it. Bikriyashma, we mentioned it in Kriyashma. Ubitfila, and in davening, we'll see how. What are these three things? Bit bracha in benching, we all know bonei Yerushalayim. That's we ask about Yerushalayim to be rebuilt. Bitfila in Shemone Esrei we say Elokei Davidu bonei Yerushalayim. There's a fascinating thing that Achronim bring down, that there were certain Rishonim who did this halacha lemaisa. When they used to dive in the Yerushalayim Yerucha Brachmim Sashuv, first of all, sometimes Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Yerucha and Semach David were the same part of the same bracha. They were part and parcel of the same bracha. Besides that, also they would have a different chasima, a different signature in that bracha that we have today. Instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Bnei Yerushalayim, they would say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei David Ubonei Yerushalayim. And this girsa was still existed in certain scattered places and times of Rishonim. We, of course, do not have that anymore, to the best of my knowledge, anywhere. So anybody who davens like that. But there was, once upon a time, such a nusach in davening. B'kriyashma, where in Kriyashma do we mention that the Yerushalayim should be rebuilt? Poreis sukah sholom oleinu v'al mo Yisrael v'al Yerushalayim. Hashem should spread his sukkah of peace upon us and upon all of the nation and upon Yerushalayim as well. Kasu v'echod oimer. One pasuk says, Elech v'ashuva el mikoymi. Let me go back towards my place. Kasu v'echod oimer. Now, that sounds like I should look to my place. What's my place? The place where a person's going to be buried. Person comes in the ground. It's the place where he's going to be buried. That's his place. That's one pasuk. Another pasuk says, Kos v'chad says, for you and I will leave shum, my eyes and my heart should be there, kol yomim. There is referring to shamayim, to the heavens, on 70. So the second lamed of base. How do we reconcile these two psukim? HaKetzad, Ponav Lamala, you should have your face facing upward slightly, Ve'ena, but your eyes, Velibo, and your mind, Lamata. You know, I just realized I made a mistake. It's got to be the other way around. The part says, Elch Vashuva Makomi is going on, not that going back to the grave, but rather the Neshama is going back to Shamayim. Because of Echreimer, for you and I believe Yisham Kol Yom, and that's referring to Yerushalayim, that you a person that's referring to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and that people are supposed to be focused on Yerushalayim. How do we reconcile these two psukim? One of which says to look towards the heavens, and one of them which says to look towards Yerushalayim. So we reconcile them like that. Part of Lamala, that you should be facing up towards the heaven, that's Elch Vashuva Makomi, where the Neshama comes from. Vein of Liba Lamata, and your heart and your eyes should be facing down towards Yerushalayim. Vimlav, and if you can't do that physically, Yechavin is Libo, we said that you should direct your heart, connected base Kodesh HaKodeshim, towards the Holy of Holies. L'eze base Kodesh HaKodeshim, so which base Kodesh HaKodeshim are you talking about? Rav Chia Rabba said, can the great Rabbi Chia said, Kineged Kodesh HaKodeshim Shamala. It corresponds to the, not the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash down here below, but rather the Holy of Holies in concept. In other words, Hashem's realm, Hashem's domain. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalaf, Doimer, Kamar Kineged Beis Kodesh HaKodeshim Shalamaton. No. It corresponds to the Kodesh Kodashim and the Beis HaMikdash. That's what you should have your mind on, even when you can't direct yourself physically towards there. All right, Pinchas. Pinchas says the truth is, you know what? Lo pliyin. Son of Machlokas. Beis Kodesh Kodashim Shalamaton. The Kodesh Kodashim down here below, Mechuvan, is directly opposite Ben Kenega Beis Kodesh Kodashim Shalamaton. Though it's in the Aloma Soyonim, whatever Kedusha there is, corresponds in a direct line to the Olam HaTachtonim, where the Kedusha is down here. Sufi find that Kedusha is in Yerushalayim down here below, then that Kedusha is opposite that on high in the Olam HaSolyonim. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amrei Mechol Shivtecha, how do we know this? We have a pasuk. Mechol Shivtecha, a place for your sitting, for your residence down here below. So we say, we dash in that mechuvan, your place on high is directed, it's directly over keneged shivtecha, the place where you are down here below. Okay, so everything is, well, I guess actually it's the other way around. Mechon l'shivtecha means that when Hashem comes down here below, it's muchuvan keneged shivtecha, it's opposite the place where it sits on high. In other words, Hashem is always given the analogy of being on the kisei hakavod, sitting on the throne of glory in Shemayim. So Hashem's sitting on the throne of glory is directly over the place where the Beis HaMikdash was built, Mikdash Hashem Konon Yadecha, where Hashem had us build the Beis HaMikdash down here below. So it's directly opposite that. Har HaMoriah. That place is called the Har HaMoriah. What does Har HaMoriah mean? Rabbi Chia Ruba, Rabbi Chia the Great, Rabbi Yanai had a difference of opinion as to how to darshan the word. Chad Amar once said we darshan the word Shemisham HaRoya Yotzo LaOlam. From there, Psak HaLocha comes out to the world, because that's where what was on Har HaMoriah, besides the Beis HaMikdash. No, later. Sanhedrin. Horoa comes to the Sanhedrin. They were there, so they passed in Shilas. The Chorona Amar, the other one said, Shemisham Yira Yetzalam. From there, awe of Hashem came out to the world. That's one drosha of the etymology of the word Har HaMoriah. Aron. What's darshan the word Aron? The ark. What does that mean? Rabbi Chia Ruba and Rabbi Yana had a different opinion about this as well. Chanamar once said, the Aron is, the etymology of that word is Shemisham Oiro Yaitzolam. From there, light, illumination comes forth to the world. The Chorona Amar, and the other said, Shemisham Ariro Yaitzolam. From there, a curse comes out to the world. Horror. Who's the curse for? Not for us, but for who? For the goyim. Right. They get cursed because they don't assist us. They don't fulfill the Torah.
It's not for the people that don't listen to the Torah?
It could be. It could be also for the Jews. So the Pnei Moshe assumes that it's the goyim, but there's no reason to assume. I mean, we do have in the Torah itself, and speaking of Meisot, it says we have the Arur, so let me tell you about the Jews. That's true. Says the Gemara, the Devir, we have the word Devir, which is one of the synonyms for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Yanai, dashed this word as well. Charam HaShemisham Dever Yoytelom. From there, pestilence goes out to the world. Why? Because people don't respect the Beis HaMikdash properly. They're subject to all sorts of penalties. Rabbi Chiyav, the Chorona Amar, the other said, Shemisham Dibros Yoytelom. From there, the word of God goes out to the world. So therefore, that's considered to be the Devir, the place where the Dovar comes from.
Before, when we were talking about a blind person, Klabi Mala.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, afterwards, he starts talking about everybody should look, depending on what area you're at, that's where you should point yourself.
If you know which way your shalim is. But a blind person has no way of knowing, because he can't tell directions. He doesn't know which way he's standing to begin with.
Unless someone points him.
That's right. Okay. But this is by somebody who can tell by the sun overhead or whatever markers he has. Hayesh b'sfina, again, we said this in the Mishnah. If you're sitting in...
blind person who carry... in the old days, you would carry a magnet, some sort of a lodestone. Good point.
Yeah, but probably not everyone had one.
Yeah,
it's possible.
You feel it, right?
What?
Put it on a string and feel where it is directed.
No, it's possible. It's not impossible to design a compass which a blind man can read, but it's
because not.
He's not pleased to.
My great grandfather used to carry a lodestone.
He was blind.
No, he was not blind.
But he in order to know which way east was.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Lodestone.
Yeah. All right. So obviously will work. The shayla is whether you're mechuyev to do that. Okay. Whether you're required to go to that extent. A person sitting in a ship or in a raft, he should direct his heart because he can't stand up and face in the right direction. We learned he has a raft in another language, he has scaria, he rafsudos. And it's also the word rafsudos, which appears in Nach, where it says in the Vim Lach, we brought them to you, Rav Sudos in raft, El Yam Yafo, to the Mediterranean Sea, the Sea of Yafo. Okay. Halachavav. Masnisit. We learned Rabbi Lezer ben Azari Omer, very interesting thing, which we don't really fulfill in our day and age. Ein filas musami, we do fulfill, but not intentionally. Ein filas musafin elu b'chever yir. Elazar ben Azari, it says you can only daven tefillah musaf if you're in a tzibur. You can't daven musaf if you're a yachid. Chachomim say no. B'chever yir, v'shelo b'chever yir. Whether you're part of a community, in other words, part of a tzibur, or not part of a tzibur, it makes no difference. Rabbi Yisomer Mishmo, my reader says in his name, Komakom Shiyeshom Chever Ir, any place where there is a community, Hayochi Potem Mitfilas Musafin, an individual doesn't have to daven. In other words, this is a very big cool, and the Gemara is going to discuss it. If you have a tzibur in that location, which is davening, you don't have to daven. As long as you're in the same town as the tzibur, which is davening musaf. It's a great head to go home early, right?
Make kiddush.
That's right, make kiddush.
That's only
for Rabbi, only for musaf, right. Not for chakras. Won't help for chakras. Okay? Rabbi Bia, welcome.
Hi.
I gave out all the big photocopies.
Okay, I'm fine with the small one.
Okay.
Pick up my glasses.
Okay.
I'm okay. Let me give you my
card. I know. Okay, we're just starting the Gemara on Lamed Ema Beis. Now, Rabbi Bibi B'Shem Rabbi Chano said, Omar said, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha said Rabbi Yehuda, Shom Rabbi Shum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who said that if you have a city in which they're davening Musaf, you don't have to daven Musaf. Now, truth is, I want to point out a minute before we go further with this. Musaf is not the same as any other tefillah. Musaf corresponds to a carbon tzibur, which was brought by on those special days, right? Every carbon, shachas and mincha also correspond to carbon tzibur, to your last tummy. But besides that, the avos were misaking the car of the tefillos. We had other sources for the tefillos, but there's no source for the musaf except as a part and parcel of a korban seaboard. So if that's the case, we have such a possibility of saying that the musaf tefillah should not be down except where there's a seaboard. That's the first opinion of our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, name Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, was that, it says Bishmo in the Mishnah, the name Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, means that in a place where there's a tzibur in the city who's davening, you don't have to daven musaf. You're exempt from davening musaf in that place. Can you? Yes, you may. Do you have to? No, you do not. The tzibur is the one who has to daven. Okay, so says more again. Rabbi Yishei, Rabbi Chana, Amar Alok, Rabbi Yehuda, Alok Zag Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Yishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Who's that name? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Where there's a tzibur, you don't have to daven. Milsa the Shmuel Amar Kei, and Shmuel's statement tells us the same thing. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Ana. I mean, my entire life, lotzolis the musafa, I never daven musaf. El chadzman, only one time. When was that? The mis bray the reish galusa, the son of the reish galusa died, and I guess that levaya was a weekday, probably rosh chodesh or something like that. Chol amoed, the lotzol tzibura, and the tzibur didn't daven musaf that day. Vitzalaisi, and I daven musaf on that day. Once in his entire life, he daven musaf. And the other time, he didn't have to daven. He was either he was yaitzi with the tzibur in the city, or even if he was in shul, what did he do? He listened to the shliach tzibur. He never davened a personal shmona esrei. Okay.
What does the levaya have to do with musaf?
Why the levaya cancel musaf? It got too late to daven that day.
The problem is we're talking. Yeah. Musaf means Shabbos, Yantiv,
Rosh Chodesh, and Chol Hamoed. Okay, they bring that up. They do speak about that. Howard canceled Musaf, so it has to be on a weekday.
But this is only Yerushalayim.
No, what Yerushalayim? Shmuel's in Bavel.
Oh, Bavel?
Yes, no, not Yerushalayim.
Was this Mishnah in the Bavli also?
The Mishnah's in the Bavli. The Gemara's not. Okay, so the Says the Gemara, no, this thing about Shmuel, I don't think it's in the Bavli at all. Says the Gemara, although I haven't looked it up today.
It's not in the Bavli either?
I don't think so. Milay on the Rabbanan Pligi. The rabbi statement argues in this. The Mara of Yaakov Eidi said, B'shem Rav Shim Chassida, B'goyim V'kayotzi. Who's potter? Who's exempt from davening Musaf? Only the shepherds and the date coyotes and people who cultivate dates. Our Mishnah didn't say anything about shepherds and about date cultivators. Hoshar kol adam chayovin, which should indicate that every other person is chayav. Our Mishnah said anybody's exempt. What are you saying? It's only by the shepherds and the date keepers. Our Mishnah sounds like as long as it's a tzibur davening, everybody else is exempt. Period. Where did you see this that everybody else is chayav? Mishnah Rabbi Yochanan Markein says the Gemara. You're right. From the Mishnah, I don't see it. I saw it from Rabbi Yochanan. Where Rabbi Yochanan teaches this halacha that who's exempt? Only people who are outside in the fields and can't daven. But people in the city have to daven, even if there's a tzibur who's davening. I'll tell you where. The Mara Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ani leisis Rabbi Yanai oimenu mispalo b'shuk shel tzipurin." I saw Rabbi Yanai standing and davening in the marketplace in Tzipori. Umalich arba amos yidam chakras. Then he walked for Amos to make a break. Umitzpal shem musaf leid alvim musaf. Okay? Ve'ein chever ir b'tziporin. Ein chever ir b'tziporin. Do you think there's no chever ir in Tziporin? Tziporin is a metropolis. And of course it had tzibur davening. Yet nonetheless, Rabbi Yanai davened by himself b'yechidus. So there are argues on Shmuel, right? Shmuel never davened because there was always a tzibur davening. He davened. Okay? So Shmamina class, from this you derive three things at Shmamina. You derive these three things. What are they? Shel Tziporin b'Tziporin. First of all, since Rabbi Yochanan told the story about Rav Yanai and made sure to tell us that he was in Tzipori. He was in the marketplace in Tzipori. So the Chever here in Tzipori, the Tzipor is diving in Tzipori, they only pat their people in Tzipori. I assume the shepherds and the daykeepers in the surrounding areas, they're part and parcel of Tzipori. But if they're davening Musaf in Tzipori, it doesn't bother the people who are in Tveria. It's the locality. It's the area. Shmamina, and besides that we hear, Chalukin Chave Al Rabbi Yehuda, Sharmishum Rabbi Lezer, Ben Azariah. Besides that, we see explicitly that Rabbi Yochanan, in telling of a story from Rabbi Yanai, argues that the name Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even though there's a tzibur davening in the city, because Tzipori was a city in which there was a tzibur which was davening, nonetheless, you have to daven there. That's a Rabbi Yanai daven his own tefillah, right? And Shmamina, you also hear from this, Shodam Mispalu Mahalich Arba Amos, a person can daven, walk for Amos, and then Mispal Shem Musaf, and then Davin Musaf immediately thereafter. In other words, of course, you can't go immediately from one Shemoneser to the other. Not supposed to. Even Rabbi said, even when you Davin Tashlumin, if you miss the Davening, and you're Davening another Shemoneser to make it up, you're supposed to make a break between two Shemoneseres. You're supposed to Chatchila say Ashrei. But even if you can't, you're supposed to wait at least the amount of time it takes to walk four Amos. You're never supposed to go right from one Shemoneser into another Shemoneser. Okay.
So far, we haven't talked about the importance of tefillah and tzibur. Is that going to come up at all? Because here he was in tzibur and he didn't show that he made an effort.
No, we haven't. We haven't. We're going to talk about the end of the Amud. We're going to get there. Okay. With this Amud, the next Amud. Next page. Lam Zayim Rafkas Bigulak. Okay. So says the Gemara. So again, we had here machlokas. Just to sum up what we saw, there was the opinion of Shmuel, which held that as long as there's a tzibur, you don't have to daven. Only if the tzibur's not davening for some reason that day, then you have to daven. Then there was the opinion which said that no, who are the ones that don't have to daven when there's a tzibur is davening? The roim and kayotzim, because they're outside the city. And they can't, I guess they don't have the time to daven, so we exempt them, and we say they're schlepped along with the tzibur. But somebody who's in the city and has the time and the wherewithal to daven, he must daven. That's the way we obviously paskin, aloch lemaisa, not like Shmuel. It's interesting. It's a case where they paskin like the Atana, Amir and Yushalayim, like Rabbi Yushalmi, Rabbi Yechon, over Shmuel, who's an Amor in the Bavli, right? So it says the Gemara, Ella, the truth is we always do that. We always pass Rabbi Yochanan over Shmuel, but this is a very graphic example of that. Ella, so says the Gemara, on Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, in the second line, Lambom Ralph now, Velosof Dover and Shalach Arbamas. You don't have to actually walk the four Amos. Ella, Filu Shah, even if you tarried, G'day Luch Arbamas, the amount of time it takes to walk four Amos, which is about 2 or 3 seconds, that's enough. You don't have to actually walk them, you have to wait that long. Now, Rav Amar, Rav says a fascinating thing. Sorech l'chadish b'odor. Musaf can't be the same as Shacharis. Now, obviously, when they davened, this is not talking about Rosh Chodesh, can't be. Because Rosh Chodesh is so different. Rosh Chodesh, morning davening is 18 brachos, and Musaf davening is 7 brachos, right? It's radically different. This must be talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov. And it's saying that you have to have a significant difference between the Shacharis Shmoneh Esrei and the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei. There has to be a significant difference. Now, it's interesting. This tells us, I think, that originally the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei did not have to be focused on the Korbanos. It was an additional tefillah which they used to say in honor of the Korban Musaf, which is brought that day. And if you said something about Korbanos and that's good, that's fine. That's a good chiddush. The main thing is you have to be mechadesh something in it. Now, the Gemara, you'll see that the Gemara plays out that way. It's got to be something new in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei. Shmuel, I know. Ain't Tzol Chadish B'Dover. It can be the exact duplicate of the Shacharis Shmoneh Esrei. So let me say another one. Rabbi Zira, boy, kumi Rabbi Yesi, mal chadish b'davar. Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Yesi, do we have to say something new in the Muslim Shmoneh Esrei on Yontif? Amalei, he said, afilu yes, you do, but afilu amar v'nasil v'nechos chavoseinu, to me de yoim, the korban musaf, even if you said this line, which doesn't appear in the Shacharis Shmoneh Esrei, we're going to make for you before you today our requirements. The tamidim of the day and the korban musaf yotzo, that's sufficient chiddush. So what do you see? That originally they didn't actually have to say this. Our nusach of musaf is obviously so etched in stone by us that we think it was always like that, but that's not the case. You see that originally musaf was an additional prayer. They said you have to be mechadish in it. What do you mean? What's a good thing to be mechadish? Oh, a good thing to be mechadish is to talk about the korbanos in musaf Shmoneh Esrei. But originally that wasn't a requirement. Okay? Big chiddush.
Well, you see, the text of davening was very unstructured.
It was much different than we have today, right? It was much more fluid, and certainly there were major differences. But this is, I think this is one of the more radical ones. Yeah, I think it's a later one. It's certainly later than the original Musaf, because it talks about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Musaf existed previous to that, right? So it's a later Nusach. For all we know, Nuschos like that in Davening come from the Gaonim. We don't know for sure that anything like that comes from the Gemara, unless it says in the Gemara, and Ibn Chatayin, to the best of my recollection, doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. So, you know, we think very often that the Siddur was etched in stone at the time of the Talmud. It's not true. As a matter of fact, until the time of the Gaonim, as we know for sure from the Bracha, Baruch Hashem Li'olam, Amen V'Amen, right, which we say in Chutzlar, or some people say in Chutzlar, that Bracha was made by the Gaonim. They felt they had the right to make Bracha still. So we see that there are things which are... Well, he standardized the text and sent it to Europe. It's not that everything comes from him, but he standardized the text and sent it to Europe in his time. Okay? So, Naaman, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Shila, Rabbi Shiel Hashem Rav said, Nispal, what happens if you daven musa be yichidus? Umatz asar b'nei Adam. I don't know if this is just musaf. I think this is any tefillah. I believe it's any, yeah, it's any tefillah. Nispal you daven. Umatz asar b'nei Adam. And then he found 10 people davening together. You daven be yichidus. Now you come to a tzibur. Nispal yimor. Daven over again. The Milo, you asked about the Milo Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Milo Tefillah B'Tzibur is so great, Shtavin over again.
Yeah, you know, give Mr. Brands the big one.
The Milo Tefillah B'Tzibur is so great, they want you daven over again. Rabbi Zir, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, Havi Yasvin. And this is such a mice here. Rabbi Zir, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov were sitting. Min the matzlum. After they had already davened, asas tlosa. So there came a prayer group. They're sitting in a shtiplach. There came a group of people and started davening. Come Rav Nachman Yitzchak Matzlaya. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak got up to daven. Amalei Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, "Whoa, for lo kfar tzolina, didn't we daven already?" Amalei. So Rav Nachman Yaakov said, on a matzli on a because of a matzli. True, I dive. Is anybody going to dive in again? Demar, Rab Shila, B'Shem Rav. By the way, for those people who are new here tonight, I realize I shouldn't mention this. The Yerushalmi has this tendency to drop the olives. So Demar is the Omar. Okay, it's the same thing as the Omar. Dom Rab Shila, B'Shem Rav. Nispalu matza sar b'nei adam mispalim. If you daven and then find 10 people who are davening, mispalu limoim, you daven over again. That's what he did. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yoina both said b'shem Rabbi Zira, said name Rabbi Zira. Nispalu shal shachris, you daven shachris. Ubo matza mispalu shal musaf, and now you come and you find the congregation davening musaf. Mispalu limoim, you daven with them musaf. Lo nispalu shal shachris. What happens if you didn't daven at shachris? Uvah mitzvah mispalim shemusav. He found them davening musav now. So interesting. Im yodeya hushu maschil. According to Yerushalmi, we're not supposed to start with them. Should daven shachris. And this is the way we paskin lemaisa. We paskin that you should daven. You come and you daven musav. You come late to shul. They're davening musav, and you haven't daven shachris yet. You're not supposed to skip to musav. But the evidence, if you did daven musaf before shachris, you might say. A chavkila, however, is supposed to daven shachris before musaf. Now, the Yerushalmi obviously didn't have the patent, the trick which we have nowadays. Nowadays, we have this trick that we daven together with the shliach tzibur, right? But it seems Yerushalmi didn't hold of this. At least it doesn't seem to. It seems to me. Now, I'm not sure. Maybe they didn't have it exactly. Maybe it didn't work here. But he says, what do? You daven quickly. If you know that you can daven chakras, finish quickly. And then, I guess, daven musav quickly. And finish before the shliach tzibur begins his chazorah, kidei lanos achrav amen, so you can answer amen on the shliach tzibur, yispala. If him lav, if not, a yispala. So if you can configure your davening in a way that you can get in chakras and musa before chazorah zashat, go ahead. If not, don't do it. I guess you if you can get in chakras, so do that. If you can't even do that, then wait. Don't daven until after the tzibur is davening. Why? So you can answer the dvarim sheba kedusha together with the shliach tzibur. Now, not kedusha itself. Kedusha itself, we saw previously in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is not concerned with kedusha. That doesn't bother Yerushalmi. Rather, beis amin amru, we want you to say amin. Which amin do we want you to say? Trein amaroim, two amaroim argued about it. Chad amarbo amin shel kel kodesh. We want you to amen, answer amen to akel kadosh of the shliach tzibur. So we want to make sure that you finish mon esrei before the shliach tzibur gets to akel kadosh and says akel kadosh. And again, when we saw this the first time, which was a few blot ago, So we had a whole shaila if the Yerushalmi even knew about Kedusha. It's not so partial the Yerushalmi had the whole concept of Kedusha. Could be this is a Bavli concept. But even if it did, obviously it doesn't attach as much importance to the Kedusha itself as it attaches to the main of a Kela Kedusha. V'chorna Amar, another Amora said, the other Amora said, Shel Shomea Tfila. We want to make sure you get to the Amen of Shomea Tfila. No, Shachris. Wait, no. You're asking good. Wait, time out. All right, Pinchas said, for low pleading, they're not arguing. The mother says about the Omen of Akela Kodosh is on Shabbos. Now let me answer your question in Toch Kedei explaining the Gemara. The Yerushalmi's derech is very often it's going to bring down a Gemara which referred to a different issue and leave it to you to figure out how to apply it here. And we had this Gemara previously by Shachris. We had it in the third parak. And there we had a machlokas, the same machlokas, what you have to get to, to what point can you start Shmon Esrei silently? Until the point when you can still ensure that you'll get to finish Shmon Esrei by the time the Shliach Tzibur gets to one of the two Amens. And we said that on a weekday, you have to Shomea Tefillah, because that's the significant Amen. On a Shabbos, there's no Shomea Tefillah, you have less time because the significant Amen is the Amen of Akela Kodosh. Now, the Yerushalmi brought down that Gemara from Perek Yimel and expects you to extract from that Gemara the relevant details for Musaf. So now you know that when you're dealing with a case when you come late to Shul, and you have near Daven Shachris, and they're davening Musaf, you have to be able to finish whatever you can finish by the time they get to Hakel HaKadosh. Okay? Yeah, if there's still enough time to daven Shachris before 4 hours are up, yes. Right. Yeah, if there's enough time still to daven Shachris after they finish Musaf, right. Obviously, otherwise, you daven Shachris right away. They're davening Musaf early.
Before
4 hours. It's not Rosh Hashanah.
Huh?
Not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we have a Kabbalah not to daven Musaf during the first 3 hours of the day. It's on the Shabbos. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tamar Tanina, we learned over there, Tamar Tanina generally means in Bavel, but here, I think when it says Tanina Tamar, means they learned in Bavel, but Tamar Tanina just means we learned in another Masechta. Ran Gamliel, Amar Gamliel says, Shliach Tzibur motzi asurai midei chavasa. Or Shliach Tzibur can be motzi the masses, their chiyuv. It can be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur.
What? So the Duma and Duma are not arguing.
That was in previous Gemara.
What?
Yeah, on a weekday. Because on a weekday, Shomea Tefillah is more significant. On Shabbos, Hakel HaKadosh is more significant.
But my domer that says Hakel HaKadosh.
Yeah.
So that applies on Shabbos though?
He's only going on Shabbos. On a weekday, he says Shomea Tefillah also. On a weekday, he concedes Shomea Tefillah is the more important one. You have to get in one Amen with the Shliach Tzibur. On a weekday, it's Shomea Tefillah. On Shabbos, it's Hakel HaKadosh. That's what he's saying. One Amen, that's what Yerushalmi says. Mr. Berenson, you can't come to this with your preconceived notions. This is the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has its own, it marches to its own drummer. Yeah.
And if your question is, if you can finish your Shmon Esrei,
yes,
before you come there, I think you bring before your Kedusha.
Yeah, then you begin. But if not. Right, that's not the Yerushalmi. This is similar, but not the same. Okay, let me go further. Tamati, we learned over there. And Gamliel Mer Shliach Tzibur Motzi Sfarim Dei Chavos. Shliach Tzibur is Motzi. The mass is their chiv. Rabbi Huna Ruba the Tziporin, Rabbi Huna the Great of Tzipori, said B'shem Rabbi Yehuda and said Rabbi Yocher. Halach Rabbi Gamliel Be'elin Tchiyasa. Halach Rabbi Gamliel that were yaitzi with the Rabbim by the Musaf where we make Tchiyas. Which Musaf do you make Tchias?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. Why that Musaf? Because it's hard for people to know what to daven. They didn't have Machzorim in the old days. So therefore, which one do we rely on the Shliach Tzibur and our Yotzi with him? By Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Other Musafin, it's better to daven yourself. Okay? Says more, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Chista, Avi Yasmin. Tamon, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Chista were sitting there. Be'ilain, Tamon means in Bavel, because Rav Chista is a Babylonian Amora. It was before Rabbi Zira made Aliyah and went there to Israel. Be'ilain Tchiyasa, in Rosh Hashanah time. It was Rosh Hashanah davening. Man de Tzolun, Asa Slosa. They already davened, and now came, let me take out my Mashbiach here, because this is a complicated case. I don't want to mess it up. Everybody has difficulties in explaining this case, so I want to make sure I get it right. So he says here, Reb Zeir and Reb Chis was sitting in the place. Tamon, he says, not in Bavel, but the place of the Shliach Tzibur was saying the Shmon Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur finished his davening. Okay, in other words, they are not yet davened yet. This is different than the previous case. Rabbi Zeir and Reb Chis aviasi Tamon beit kasa man de tzolun. Now the gears here is a little bit difficult. Man de tzolun asat slosa is a little bit of an extra words here. He takes out a couple of the words here based on the girsa which he has in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Says min de tzolun. He takes out actually one letter. Min de tzolun es slosa. After they had davened the davening, meaning not after they had davened, somebody else came and another group came to daven, like the previous case we had a few lines ago, but rather after they had davened the davening, meaning that they had heard the Shliach Tzibur daven Musaf. They both sat there during davening and listened to the Shliach Tzibur davening. Nonetheless, come Rav Chisto Matzalia. Rav Chisto got up and davened B'Yechidus. They had both listened to the Shliach Tzibur from beginning to end, because it was Rosh Hashanah, you could be yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. Nonetheless, he got up and davened. So Amar Le Rav Zeir said, "V'lo kartzalinan, didn't we already yotzei the davening with the Shliach Tzibur? It's true we didn't daven ourselves, but we're the Shliach Tzibur already. We yotzei with him. Why are you davening again?" Amar Le, he said. So Rav Chista said, "Ana Matzliana, it's true I was yotzei davening with the Shliach Tzibur, v'chozer matzei, but I'm davening again. Why?" The Nachtin Ma'arovei L'Tamon, there came down Israelis. Ma'arovei means people from the west. The Israelis came down to Bavel. V'armin, they said, B'shem, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'Rabbi Gamliel B'Yilin T'Kiyosa. It's true. Halacha K'Rabbi Gamliel on Rosh Hashanah, and we can be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. However, V'ana, why am I davening over again? D'lo Kavonis. Because I didn't have Kavona when I was listening to the Shliach Tzibur. I was thinking about something else.
Just words.
What?
It was just words for him.
Right, he wasn't paying attention to the davening properly. The Ohayu Kavonis. But had I been Yoitze, had I had Kavona, then you're right. Havina Nafiki Dechovosi. So again, he says, Rav Chisda says, you're right. The truth is, I could have been Yoitze with the Shliach Tzibur. And I wanted to be Yoitze with the Shliach Tzibur. But I didn't have Kavona. When you listen to the reason why we daven everything nowadays ourselves, and why we bench ourselves, and why we make so many brachas ourselves, even though theoretically we could be yotzei everything with the Shliach Tzibur, is because we're afraid we won't have kavana to be yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. So that's what happened here. He didn't have kavana, and therefore he davened over again. Amar Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira says, Vios, and it's good what you did. Kol tanoi, because all the tanoi, Vios means good, yo'eh, right? Kol tanoi tani b'shem Rav Gamliel, all tanaim tanim Rav Gamliel, Rav Yoshi tani lo b'shem Rav Chachomim, and Rav Yoshi said the name of Chachomim, Rav Yadikis said the name of Rav Shem Riochon, v'ushi yesha me rosh atfila. It went to Yetzi the Shil Tzibur only if you're there from beginning to end. Now, not just there in body, which is the Pashim Pshat in Sheh Shomi Rosh HaTfilah, but also there in Soul, that you should have Kavana when you're listening to the Shliach Tzibur. Amrei Tenchum Ber Yirmiya Umasniso Amra Kein. Our Mishnah says this as well. What does our Mishnah say? Or Bryce actually says it. Say the brachos oimer avos gvuros ukdushas akein. Hashem. That you have to say that the Shliach Tzibur says avos gvuros ukdushas Hashem. In other words, that you have to pick up from the very beginning with the Shliach Tzibur already from the first bracha, and you have to listen to him from beginning to end. And not only is that actually true in listening with your ears, but also listening with your mind, you have to have kavanah from beginning to end. So that's why Rav Chisda got up and he davened again because he didn't have kavanah.
Yeah.
He
says over there it has to be from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
Why does he push it? He was attacking from the beginning to the end. We didn't have kavanah.
No, that's what we said. We said that, and here we're saying we're bringing the rias that you have to hear the entire Shemona Shliach Tzibur. Now, it's we had already to be, basically what we're doing, you have to look at a larger perspective. The truth is, you're raising a good point. The larger perspective is like this. We had at the beginning of this halacha, at the beginning of halacha vav, it said, before you came in, it said that a place where there's a tzibur, you don't even have to daven musaf. You just have to, but as long as the tzibur is davening in the city, you don't have to daven musaf yourself. So that's how we began this halacha. Now, when we're ending this halacha, at the end of the parak, we're changing our perspective. And we're saying, no, you have to hear from the Shliach Tzibur the entire davening. Only then are you Yotzei. When you're in Yitan and had Kavana, you're Yotzei to the Shliach Tzibur, you don't have davening yourself. But we are precluding the halacha with which the perspective of Shmuel, with which we began the halacha, when we said that it's possible to be not to have to daven at all in a city where there are people who are davening. Okay? Let's go on to the next parak.
There's a big difference over there. If you say he has to be present from the beginning to the end, or he has to have kavanah.
He has to have both. He has to have both.
It has to be
the pshat. Yeah.
And the entire davening of musa, which is a long...
That's why we don't do it anymore.
It's a long musa.
Yeah.
That was the custom.
Okay,
and
but...
the reason why...
Okay, we don't do it anymore because we can't have kavana. But I don't believe there's any machlokas here. I believe everybody's consistent in this case.
He felt that maybe the Sibu didn't have any kavana, so he felt like the dog.
No. I don't think that's the case. So Shliach Tzibur, kavana, he daven. Okay, let's go on. Aaron is Pala Mito Kovid Rosh. You can't start davening unless you are in a suitably grave state of mind. In other words, not out of frivolity. Chasidim are Yishoyim, the original Chasidim, are Yishoyim Shachas Mispalim. They wait an hour before davening. They Shichad Muslim in order to focus their intent. Afilu Mel Shob Shlomo, even if a king asks how you're doing, greets you, Lo Yishivenu shouldn't respond to him. Even if a snake is wrapped around your heel, lo yafsik, you cannot interrupt your davening. Rabbi Yerushim Rabbi Abba says, if somebody comes back from a trip, also lispala, you can't daven. You know why? Because he can't be mechaving. Umatam, where's the Pasuk tells us this? The text says people who are in Golus, in exile, and having to travel from place to place, Lochain Chiminomizos Yisrael prophesied to them and said, listen to this, Aniyah, the poor one, Vishikuras, who is drunk, Velom Yayin, but not drunk from wine. In other words, having to travel constantly from place to place caused a person to be distracted, not have proper kavana. Rabbi Zvikan, Rabbi Yochan, said, B'shem Rabbi Lezer, B'nosh, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, HaMetzer, somebody who's in a state of anguish, also Lizbalo, is not allowed to daven. Says the Gemara, lo mistabra, and says the Gemara, you know what? This, it makes more sense. lo mistabra, the way the Mashbiach interprets that, it doesn't make sense to, he's saying that, Rabbi Yonah says, it doesn't make sense to dash in the bus of Shkurs v'lo miyayin, on going on somebody who just came back from a trip. And rather, lo mistabra el min hodi in karyon, it makes more sense to say it's good that that bus is going on this case. So, the lo mistabra is really an editorial comment on the previous drasha. And it's saying that rather we should learn from the Mishnah pasuk this halacha. L'chein shemino zos anio shchus v'lo miyayin should teach us that not that a person is traveling all over the place gives potter from davening. That may be true, but the pasuk is talking about not the traveling aspect of galus, but the anguish aspect of galus, and that's what made them not capable of being mechavim because they were like they were drunk. So therefore he's saying that pasuk is more relevant to my case, that somebody who's in a state of anguish shouldn't daven until he can settle himself a little bit. Tani, we learned in a brisa. Lo yamod adam lispalel, lispalel, a person should not arise and daven, lo mitol sicha, not out of chatter, lo mitol sokno, out of laughter, lo mitol kaos rosh, not out of frivolity, lo mitol dvarim teim, not out of talk of idle matters, elamitoch davar shel Torah. Rather, he should get up to daven after having spoken some word of Torah. V'chein al yipater adam mitoch chaver, a person should not take leave of his friend. Lo mitoch sicha, not out of chatter. Lo mitoch schok, nor out of laughter. Lo mitoch kalosh rosh, nor frivolity. Lo mitoch dvarim mitelim, not out of idle matters. Elamitoch dvo davar shel Torah, except from words of Torah. Shekei Motzino, as we find with the Neviim or Yishayim, that all the earlier Neviim, Shechetzmis Divreim, when they finished off their books, they would sign off their books, B'divrei Shevach, with words of praise of Hashem, B'divrei Nechomis, and words of consolation. Amar Rabbi Lazar said, yes, except for one exception. Chutzmi Yirmiyo, Shechasem B'divrei Tochachos. Yirmiyo ended his sefer with words of rebuke. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, no. He rebuked, but not the Jews. He rebuked the goyim. Odu b'divrei nechamos. Yirmiyahu also finished his book with divrei nechamos. Chasam v'omar. He concludes the sefer and says, "Kacha tishka bavel, so shall bavel sink." So that's nechamos for us. Bavel sinks. Now the truth is, there are two parakim in Yirmiyahu after this pasuk, but the last two parakim of Yirmiyahu are not words of Yirmiyahu. They're not his nevuah. They are historical details of his period. So the last nevuah recorded of Yirmiyahu is this nevuah when he says Bavel will sink. Okay, so it says Yishayol if Yishayol Yirmiyahu chozer misnava beis hamikdash, because Yirmiyahu was going and talking previously about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Yochel Bechur Beis HaMikdash Chosam. Do you think you would finish the Sefer with the destruction of Beis HaMikdash? Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Ad Heina Divrei Yirmiyo. It says, these are the last words of Yirmiyo. To emphasize, B'mapola Shel Machrov of Chosam. He finished with the destruction or the downfall of the destroyers of the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo chasam b'divrei tochachos. He did not finish the Sefer with words of rebuke for Klal Yisrael. V'aksiv, hi, wait about, what about Sefer Yisrael, which finishes and says, for you their own chobosar, that the people who were bad are going to be lying out on the fields in degradation for all flesh to see. Says, well, that's not bad. Ba'akum ha'askinon. Sorry about the goyim. Let them lie out there. We're not talking about the Jews. Aye, Voxiv doesn't say in Eicha. Eicha ends, Kimos Mastonu, that you rejected us, or that you found us disgusting. Says, well, no, you misunderstand that pasuk. That pasuk saying, Hashveinu Tachas Mios Mastonu. When you say, Hashveinu Hashem Elchem Neshuva, what we're saying is, since you got so angry at us, above and beyond what we could bear, or possibly even what we could deserve, so therefore return us to you as quickly as possible. So the key is an explanation to why we ask Kashivenu. Kimos Mastanu. So therefore, there the pasuk is ending in one sentiment, which is a sentiment of Nechama, return us because you got angry at us already, now it's time to bring us back. And when Elio took leave of Elisha, he also took leave out of Divrei Torah. As it says, they're walking along the way. They were walking and talking. What were they dealing with? They were saying Shema. How do we know that? Because it says, when it says Dovar, it's talking about Dibartaba. They were saying the Sodos, the secrets of Kriya Shema. And of course, this is good for Elio, because right now, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad means we become one with Hashem, and Elio was now going up to become not one, so literally, because he didn't die and become one with Hashem, but to be misyachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become unified with Hashem. That's one interpretation. They're learning the secrets of Maaseh Bereishis. Like Yud says, B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. In the words of God, the heavens were created, so therefore, if they were learning Dvar, this is the Dvar. Rabbi Yunan Bered, Rabbi Aivu Amar, Ben Chomas Yushalayim Yoroskin. They were dealing with the consolation of Yushalayim. Kamad Amar, like, which of course is Elio's purpose. Kamad Amar, like it says, Dabru! Alev Yushalayim, speak on the heart of Yushalayim. For Rabbanan Amrin, what did the rabbis say? Ben Merkava Yoroskin. They were dealing with Maaseh Merkava. Maaseh Merkava, the chariots of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what came down then to take Elio away? The chariot, right? They created the chariot with their dibur. Like you see immediately thereafter. They were learning Maaseh Merkava, and the chariot of fire appeared with fiery horses as well. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Lo yamod adam v'yispalel, a person should not arise to daven, el mitoch din shalocha, except if he learned halacha previously. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, there's a good heter here, ha'osek b'tzorchei tzibor, k'osek b'divrei Torah. You don't have to learn halacha. If you put away a chumash, you did a tzorchei tzibor or something, that's as if you said halacha, that's good enough, you can daven immediately thereafter. Yeah, that's right. In order to be able to talk to Baruch about it, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi Amar. Oh, excuse me, just there. Rav Chuna Amar. So what halacha would Rav Chuna say before he got him to daven? This halacha he would say, Haroa tipas tipa kein chardal. If a woman sees a drop of blood, even the size of mustard seed, yoishreves umeshamer sol of shivinikim, she has to sit 7 clean days as a nida. After you say halacha, v'koyim umatzli. Who'll get up and daven? Interesting, I'll look at the Jews. We could try and come up with a reason for that.
What's the name of Huna's blood, isn't it?
Huna? No.
In Aramaic?
I don't think so. Zira Bar Chinra Amar, he would say another halacha, though, which had to do with blood, which is an interesting point. He would say, the halacha of Meki, Ameki's Dam, Bekachim, Moal. Somebody who blood lets the blood out of an animal, which is a karban, it's milah. It's considered to be improper use of karchim. This is also from the said halachos. Now, I'm not sure if it's going on the halachos we just mentioned previously, or it's going on the following halachos. But I think halachos ktsubas is telling us that you're supposed to mention a set halacha, not halacha which has a machlokas. We learned before you daven, you shouldn't be involved in a halacha about which there's a machlokas, because then you're going to start thinking about it during davening, how to resolve the machlokas, how to basket. So you have to take a cut and dry halacha, learn that, and then get up and daven afterwards. What's another one like that? Tani Bar Kapar Omer, Rabbi Kapar said, the halacha which is that there are 11 days between each nida cycle, at least 11 days. So complicated halacha, we just learned it in Erchin and in Bavli Daf Yomi. But there's a certain halacha which is that there are 11 days between nida cycles. If a woman sees blood during those 11 days, she's a zava, not a nida. There must be at least 11 days of a lapse between each nida cycle. That's
what
the Bible
says. Also, this is halacha
Moshe Messina. If I recall correctly, it does. Right? It's an erech in there, I think. It probably is. I'm pretty sure it is. But I might be wrong. Tan Rabbi Yeshia says, Marba Adam Dagan, what I look at, he learned. Very interesting one. If a person has grain and he wants to bring it into a house and not be chayv and maisris, so he puts Marba Adam Dagan Betevin, he can, even if he already winnowed the grain and threshed it, if he puts the straw which he took out of the grain back into it, Umarim Alav, that's a good harama, a good ruse, a good legal loophole to bring the grain into the house, Lefotrim or Maisrus, in order to get out of Maisr. In other words, normally, once you've winnowed grain and separated the chaff, and then you bring it to your house, you can't eat it without Maisring it first. But if you bring it in the chaff, before you separate it, you're allowed to eat it without Maisring first, as long as you're not Koveh Suda on it. Achilas Aroi, just said, as long as you're not Koveh Suda. As long as you're not Koveh your Suda on it. Achilas Aroi, yeah. As long as you don't. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, but if you can take it off.
Right.
But in any event,
here we see a heter that you can mix it back in again. Even if you separate, you can mix it back in again. It's a special heter. And then even if you go through the front door, you're parted from maestros until you separate again. Excuse me?
All of it that he took out.
Yeah. It's a hassle, but maybe it's worth your while. I don't know. In any event, they were just saying it for the halacha. This is by halacha before davening. This is what he used to say.
People start thinking about
it. Could be. But I guess he wouldn't. All right, it's a good kasha, but he wouldn't. Avdon Shol Rabbi Yer L'Rebbe. So the way Avdon and Rebbe would do it is, Avdon would ask Rebbe, Kama Malos B'Kodesh? How many levels of Tumah are there by Kodesh? Amalei Arba. We know there's a Revi B'Tumah by Kodesh. Kama Malos B'Tumah? How many levels of Tumah are there by Truma? We know by Truma how many are there. Not four, but only three, right? And normally, she would say three. After having had that dialogue, they would get up and daven. Again, it's the type of halacha psuka, which leads one to be able to daven immediately afterwards. Rabbi Chizkia and Rabbi Yaakov Barachon, Rabbi Yasa, also b'shem Rabbi Yochon, le'olam lo yeh posuk hazeh zoz mipicha. This pasuk should never leave your mouth. What's the pasuk? Hashem tzvako simonu miskavlanu Elohei Yaakov Sela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. He always supports us. He is the God of Yaakov for all eternity. Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Avon and Rabbi Avon b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Sevchevraya and all the society used to say Hashem tzvako Hashrei Adam Boteach Bach HaKadosh Baruch Hu praiseworthy is the person who trusts in you. Rabbi Chizkia b'shem Ravo used to say Yiratzon v'necho, instead of saying a pasuk, he would say as a tefillah Yiratzon v'necho Hashem Elokeinu v'kei avoseinu, may be your will shetatzeinu b'shoros ha'chatzuvos, you should save us from the brazen hours when there are great temptations, hakoshos, the difficult hours, haros, the bad hours, hayotzos, which go out, hamisrakshos, and create great turmoil, love a home, and to come to the world. So this, after they daven, they realize you can't always be in the same madrega where you daven. So therefore, before they daven, they'd say aloche. After they daven, they would say this tefillah in order to save them. Although I saw in a sefer, maybe the Bnei Moshe brings it down, if I'm not mistaken, that some people used to say this before davening. And somebody brought down that in Nusach Svard, before Marev, they say these psukim. I don't know if this is true. Shiramaos, right?
Hashem
Tzvaka Zimonim is Kavlan.
I think so, right?
Yeah, right before.
They say the three things?
Yeah, the Germans also say it.
What?
The Yekis say it too.
But not me. But the thing is that... So this is this is the makor for that, to say this psukim before davening. Here it is. Hashem tzvokos manamis kavler kofsela, and Hashem tzvokos Hashem namateach bach. And then they say Hashem Moshe. Yeah. So this is they bring down this is the makor to say that before davening. They don't say this in Yiratzon
though.
No, it doesn't mean the third pasuk here. It's a Shiloh. They ask, but why the third pasuk is not here?
Third pasuk.
Hashem Moshiach Melech Enir B'Yom Kareinu. Okay?
From
That's what does chatzufos mean? It's not clear exactly what it means. It means at times of great temptation, when people are brazen and trying to tempt you to do bad things. Shows means situations, not the time itself. Situations. Shows are situations. Okay.
Shows
are yeah. Bad situations. I understand. I can't. You're right. It's obviously the Yerushalmi had a more broad interpretation of the word chutzpah than we do. That's all I can say. Okay. Says more further. How we know you only can daven out of a gravity? You know, you have suitable gravity. You should daven to Hashem with the glory of sanctity. We dash not bechardas kodesh with the trembling of sanctity. In other words, covered rosh. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Amar, Ivdus Hashem biyira, worship God with yira, v'gilu and rejoice bir other with trembling. That's the covered rosh. Rabbi Acha said another interpretation of this pasuk. Look, sheyavo yom re'ada, when the day of trembling comes, tagilu. Now, Yom Ra'ada can either mean Rosh Hashanah, and it means that even on Rosh Hashanah you should be happy. That's one interpretation they give. My interpretation, I believe, is that Yom Ra'ada is the day of the great redemption, when obviously everybody will be trembling when Mashiach comes, but that will be when the ultimate joy comes. Okay? Yeah, now to cry, they are Rizal, not allowed to cry. So that fits. That's why that fits in with that. I think the Pnei Moshe says it's Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Yom Ra'ada, Yom Adin. What? What do what? Yom Kippur is different. It's not the Yom Ra'ada is specifically the day of Din. Yom Kippur is the day of Rachamim. So that's it's a different type of that tshuva requires crying. Rosh Hashanah is not a day of tshuva. It's not a day of crying either. Okay, says the Gemara. Well, hopefully our minion is coming. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Shubin Levi. Shubin Levi said, Zeshoim Levi Spau, a person who's about to stand up and dive in, Tzorech Leishev Shtei Yeshivas. It's interesting. I don't think people are mocking on this. You're supposed to sit down twice. Before you dive in, you're supposed to sit. Sit in order to concentrate and focus, you know, not come in and go straight to dive in. Sit down first. And once, before you leave, this I have seen people do, after you dive in. Before you rush out of the street, sit down for a minute. Before you dive in, because it says, Ashrei Yishrei Beisecha. And that's why I guess we say Ashrei before we daven Mincha. Nobody sits down for Ashrei, but it says Ashrei Yishrei Beisecha. Sit down. And then only then, Odia Luchasel, only then do we praise Hashem. V'achash Meshi Mishis Balel, which is Ach Tzadikim Yodu L'Shmecha. In fact, some Hasidim, I think, say this pasuk after davening. It's even in the Ashkenaz Sidurim, nobody says it. Ach Tzadikim Yodu L'Shmecha, the Tzadikim will thank your name. Yeshu Yishrem Espanecha, those who are straight, who have just davened, obviously, and become straight, will sit down with your countenance. So you're supposed to sit down after davening as well. And now we have a famous Gemara, which is in the Bavli as well, of course. Chassidim Rishonim, the original Chassidim, the first pious ones. Hayushoim Shachas, they would wait an hour before Davin Mispal and then Davin. Mispal and Mishra, they would not Davin for an hour. Rishonim Shachas. And then after Davin, it took him an hour to come back down again. Lachat Filosan. So ask Mori Mosai Asu Eskim B'Teira. When would they do Teira? But not only Emosai Eskim B'Teira, the Yerushalmi believes in term Derech Eretz. Emosai Eskim B'Melachton. Well, they go out and make their livings too, says the Gemara. Turn their heads. Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Bei Rabbi Lezer." Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Lezer, said, "Al shidei shayu chasidim, since they were pious." It's a bracha nidna b'torosan. There was a bracha in the Torah, even though they learned very little. They were great scholars who bracha nidna b'lachton, and even though they worked very little, I guess they were very rich as well. Rav Chuna says, but this is in the Bavli as well.
behind the shul, Nikra Rasha, is called a Rasha. In other words, you're supposed to go into the shul. Shnemar says, Saviv, around, Mishayim Yisalechu, and the evildoers go. You have to go in. Rav Chunam Arkom, Mishayim Nichlas, the Beis HaKnesses, Bola Mazeh. Anybody who doesn't go to a shul in this world, and Nichlas Beis HaKnesses won't be allowed into the shul, Lossi Lovo. Matam, why? What's the positive teacher says this? Saviv, Rishayim Yalechu. The Rishayim will constantly go around Yisalechu, both in this world and the world to come. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hamispala b'soch beso." So he davens in his house. Kilu makifo chomasho barzo. It's as if he's surrounded by a wall of iron. Now, the Bnei Moshe is a certain shot here, which seems to go against, to the contrary to the way this is interpreted in the Bavli. In the Bavli, so I'm going to learn like the Bavli learns this. The Bavli says, if you dive in your house, there's a barrier of metal between you and Hashem. Your tefillos are not accepted. So says the Gemara, Michlef Hashita Sid Rabbi Yochanan Tamon. This is an exchange for the Sid Rabbi Yochanan. Was there arguments on another Sid Rabbi Yochanan over there? Where's over there? Om Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yechia, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Tzarech Lodem Mispao Ben Mokum Shemilchel Tefillah. A person's got to have a specific location which is meant for davening. So if that's the case, as the Mefarshim point out, he's got to be talking about, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, he's got to be talking in his house. Because in the shul itself is the Mokum Yuchad. You don't need a more special place. It must be within his house he needs the Mokum Yuchad L'Tfilah. So it's a contradiction. In one place, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you dive in home, it's a barrier between you and Hashem. The other place, it seems that he says, you if you dive in at home, just make sure you have a proper place to dive in at home. In other words, a place where the kids won't disturb you, whatever the case may be. So it's a contradiction. The Korah Arachain, here he says, you're not allowed to dive in at home. It's like you have a barrier of metal. So that's more, it's not difficult. Kam biyochi kam b'tzibur. If you have a tzibur, go to shul. If you don't, and then to not daven with the tzibur and daven at home, when you can't daven with tzibur, it's as if you're standing behind a metal wall. It's a barrier between you and Hashem. But if there's no tzibur in the city, so that's where you're going to daven. Of course you daven at home. If you daven at home, make sure to have a malkum kavua.
If there's no tzibur,
there's a kambiyach. Yes. Kambiyach means there's no tzibur. Yes. That even the Pnei Moshe agrees with. Take a look at the first Pnei Moshe. Okay? Says Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Yosha, have a spot based on Knesset on Midavs and Shul, Kilu Makriv Mincha Torah, it's as if it's Makriv, a pure Mincha to Hashem. Matam, what's the pasuk which Jesus says, Kasher Vyu Bnei Yisrael Sam Mincha, Bichli Torah based Hashem, it's when Bnei Yisrael bring the Mincha in a pure vessel in the house of God. So we dash now, when they're in the house of God, it's as if they're being Makriv Mincha, being Makriv a Mincha. Rabbi Avo number one, the name Rabbi Avo number two. Probably Rabbi Avo number two, the name Rabbi Avo number one. Dirshu es Hashem b'imotzo. Quest God where he is to be found. Eichon, where? Who motz is he to be found? Bebatei knesios, bebatei midrashos, and shuls, and bebatei medrash. Kiru b'yosa karov, call him when he is close by. Eichon ukarov, where is he near? It's obviously ... Chulei, meaning where is he near, is near to, and shul. Armor had a new statement. Armor Yitzhak Rabbi Lozer. Yitzhak Rabbi Lozer said, Vloot. Not only that, but when you're in shul, El Shalohei and Oimed Al Gabot, Hashem stands over you. My Talmud Pasuk teaches us this. Elokim Nitzah Bad Haskel. God is standing in his congregation. Bekev Elokim Yishpot. He judges within the judges. So normally it's possible we teach it up to mean wherever there's a Yonim Hashem is there. But here we're teaching it up, we explain to mean God is wherever there's a congregation of Jews davening to Hashem. Rav Chista Amar, Chista says this halach is also in the Bavli. Zeh nichnas lo shenichas beis haknesses. Somebody, you know what? Oh, it's already 9:15. Are you anywhere near a minion?
We have nine.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll wait a couple minutes, see if somebody else comes. Rav Chista Amar,
Zesh and Nichas of Beitza Knesset, somebody comes to the shul, Sarekli Kanis Lifnim Mishnei Glossos. He has to come two doors into the shul. Now, two doors means if there are two doors, you have to come in two doors. But another interpretation is that it's to come in two doorways length, which is in the Yerusha Bavli, it says 8 amos into the shul. For two times 4 amos. Okay? Matam, why? Ashley, what's supposed to teach us this? Ashley Adam Shomei Ali, praise the Lord, this person listens to me. Lishkod, to be diligent, al dao sosai, on my doors, plural. Yom yom, each day. Dao sosai, low glossy. My door is not my single door. Mezuzosai, and it says later in the post, Mezuzos, v'lo mezuzas, not a single doorpost, but two doorposts. He must, okay, and if he does this, maksif tamon, what does it say about such a person? Kimoitzai, ze motzel chaim, somebody finds me, finds life. Rav Chuna amar, ze shuhol rebeis hakneses, somebody who comes to shul, tzarech lehokos raglov, he's got to make his feet light. What does that mean? To run. Matam, what pasuk teaches us this, Neda, let us know, near the far to run, l'das Hashem, to know God. When you come out of shul, tzarech lehokimo, you have to go slowly. Literally, kimo means small steps. Matam, why? Ki atot tzadai tispor, you count my steps. When do you count steps? If you run, you can't count them. If you go slow, you can count. Am Rabbi Yechanan said, "Brith krusahu." There's a covenant that made. Hayageh tamuda beisakneses. Somebody who learns in shul, not at home, lo bimerum shakech. He doesn't forget very often, very quickly. It's better to learn in shul. Am Rabbi Yechanan b'atznisa. Rabbi Yochanan Tznaisa, I don't know who he is. Another Rabbi Yochanan said, "Brith krusahu." On the contrary, seems like he's arguing. Says it's a confident, Hayageba Tamuda Bitsina. If you learn in secret, if you don't learn in public, you learn in a humble fashion. Lobiyam Shakeh. Such a person doesn't forget quickly. Matam, what's the pasuk Jesus? That's snuim. With humble people, hidden people, there you find Chokhmah. Still raw, still waters run deep. Am Rabbi Yochanan Bris Kruso, there's a covenant rot. Halameda Gotamitol Sefer, if you learn Agarata out of a Sefer. In other words, you learn Musar or Machshava, words which have to do with Avodah Hashem out of a Sefer, lo bimeim shakech. I guess if you learn out of a Sefer, you're not going to make them up. I don't know exactly why to learn them out of a Sefer as opposed to Halacha, but I got it has to be learned out of a Sefer. Am Rabbi Tachum, Rabbi Tachum said, Hasoiver Tamudo, somebody who learns Lomdus, he understands to a greater extent this learning, lo bimeim shakech, he doesn't forget so quickly. Matam, what pasuk is it? Lest you forget the words which your eyes see. In other words, if your eyes just see it and you don't learn it in depth, you just look at it superficially, then you'll forget. But if you understand it profoundly, then you won't forget. Well, let's just get to the two dots. Rabbi Yonah Mishra Tunchum Bei Rabbi Chia said, Rabbi Yonah said, name Rabbi Tanchum, son Rabbi Chia. Zeshure Chalom Kosher, somebody who sees a bad dream. Tzarech Lomi has to say the following tefillah. Yerotam Vanech Hashem Lokai Velkei Avasai. Should be your will, shukochal masai shachalamti, all my dreams that I dreamt, whether it be on this night, or on any other night, whether I dreamt, or others dreamt upon me, if they're good dreams, they should come upon me. If they have a negative connotation, just like you change the bitter words to sweet. Or may Richo and the waters Richo, which are also bad, I day Elisha, you change them. Limitika. Most of this is comprised in the Yiratzon and Duchning, right. Veskilas Bilam ben Bar Lebracha, and the call of Bilam ben Bar to turn to Bracha. Kain Tafogas Kol Chalamos HaKashin, should change all my bad dreams. Umashachomuli Achem Latoiva. And that which others dreamt upon me for good, lebrach, lefuah, lechaim, lesimcha, sasha, shalom, that should happen. The other things should not. And they should say a following psukim. Hafach tobi misbedi lemocholi, p'tach tesakir shrei simcha, you changed that my bad things for good things, l'mayin tzerekov lo yidom Hashem lokai lo amodeka, and v'lo avah Hashem lokech lishmo bilob, v'yafach Hashem lokech sakol lebracha, Kev Hashem Lekach, he changed Bilam's bad things to good things. Oftismach besula lemocho ubachurim skenim yachtav vafachti evlo masasov nimar dichamti simachti migonim, which also alludes to changing bad things into good things. We'll stop here.
He says to say this before the shul.
He says anytime you have a bad dream, this is not following necessarily the previous quarter. Stop the feel for a bad dream.
My wife is.